It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe that January and a week has come and gone. The Patriots are the Super Bowl winners for the sixth time. And one of the great traditions we have at Northeast Delta Dental, which I started at the turn of the century, was that when a Boston area sports team won a championship, we would pass out championship hats. Little did I know that there would be 12 of those instances in just a short 18 years. You know, six Patriots victories in the Super Bowl, four World Series by the Red Sox, and one each for the Celtics and Bruins. So, and I say that because one of my guests this weekend is Siobhan Droney, who's one of my great employees. I'm at Northeast Delta Dental. She does a lot for us in the professional relations area, provider services area. She has to deal with me almost daily because I send out a lot of communication. And one of the beauties of retail communication now is, of course, email and text. Everything is great, but those are constantly changing. So if I advise our participating dentists of a new policy or some piece of information that they need, invariably, someone's email address rejects, and Siobhan diligently and vigilantly, with a smile, never complains, helps me out. So little did I know, or I found out a couple years ago, that one of Siobhan's sort of outside interests at Northeast Delta Dental, and we do try to have a balanced work-life balance, is she's a subject matter expert on archery. And archery is for everyone. And what she didn't know is two things. That when I was growing up, I went to a lot of summer camps. And one of the things I most enjoyed was archery. And for some reason, and I could probably not do it now, but I had a kind of a natural gift. And as a camper in those days, I think there was less safety concerns, but there seemed to be a lot of archery competitions. And just kind of instinctively, I was always in the top of that, except my very first competition. For some reason, I panicked and missed the target almost every time. But after I got over that, I was good. But anyway, so Siobhan is our expert on archery, and she will explain why archery is for everyone. And then the second thing she didn't realize is that we were trying to add to, we have these games called the Granite State Games, which have been going on for about 5 years, and there's various sports, the traditional sports, you know, like basketball and soccer. And we always wanted to introduce more sports to it. So my friend, Patrick Mulcahy, who is the executive director of the Granite State Games, connected with Siobhan, or Siobhan reached out to him, and we're going to be adding archery to the Granite State Games, which begin on the week of June 17th in 2019. And just a quick commercial on the Granite State Games. It's basically underclassmen in high school. When they finish their high school season, there are various games they can participate in. You know, basketball, soccer, and now archery, you know, et cetera. So we'll get into that. And that website is granitestategames.org. But the subject in hand, first of all, Sean, welcome. Thank you for joining me. And you will attest for the listening audience that anytime a Boston sports team wins, you do get either a cap or a winter hat, correct?
Oh, yes. I love the winter hats. Those are my favorite.
Awesome. So I have all...
I lose them to my kids.
We all, yeah, exactly. I think we do. So tell us, well, let's start with you. Tell us how you personally got into archery, and then let's get into the history of archery and why archery is for everyone.
Okay. My son was taking lessons here in Concord with the Park and Rec Department, and he turned to me and he's like, Mama, you know, will you try this with me? And I'm like, sure. Didn't have to ask me twice. You know, I got up on the line with him. It's something that, you know, we did together for years. He is in the Army now, but my son and
I shot together. Is he using archery in the Army?
No, I asked him. When I went down to Georgia, I was like, is there a range on base? And he's like, not that kind of range, Mom. So, yeah. And then about a year after that, my daughter started shooting with us as well. So the three of us went to tournaments together for years and started helping to run an archery program in New Hampshire.
Well, it's interesting because there's a whole niche of people, right, that follow the sport of archery, and you probably have gotten to know a lot of great people over the years. So tell us about that.
Yeah. Currently, I do shoot various national tournaments around the country. I've met people from all over the world, you know, between Australia, England, Ireland, Brazil. It's a huge sport. It really is. It's a lot of fun. Locally, the club that we have is through USA Archery. They are the national governing body for the sport. They have, you know, qualifications to determine who is going to the Olympics. And part of that, you know, gathering the qualifications is having local programs like the one that we have at the Bass Pro Shop in Hooksett. So I get a lot of people that come to me that, like you, they tried it in camp. You know, whether it was last year or 30 years ago, they tried it, they loved it, they want to get involved. Parents, their kids, grandparents, we get quite a few homeschoolers that are looking for a sport to enhance their homeschool activities. We get a lot of students that are, you know, like on the spectrum for ADD, ADHD, Asperger's. There's something about archery and the, you know, load, shoot, repeat that they thrive on. They know exactly what's expected of them. They're given ways to improve. They take the time to focus on it. And it's a wonderful time. We get a lot of retirees that do this for the social aspect. You know, they start out locally, they shoot together, they hang out together, they go to tournaments, they meet other retirees, they meet other people like myself that are considered empty nesters that are looking for a way to stay active, to stay focused, to stay involved in the community. And it's branched out a lot.
That's awesome. Now, I know we'll get back to sort of the competitive nature of this because you are a level 3 NTS coach. So I want to get into that. That's very compelling and pretty cool. But if I have spurred interest, if you have spurred interest with this weekend show and I just want to pop over to Bass Pro Shops and Hooksett, like how would that work, for example?
Folks come back in the range. The range is in the storage section of the store. You know, we have a big sign on the door. So people come back and they usually watch. They come in to see what it's about. Our range, you know, Bass Pro has been very generous with the space. Our range is huge compared to other ranges in New England. We have a lot of space. We have nearly 100 archers in our program. And on Saturdays, we're there, you know, training the younger archers in the morning and the adult archers and the more experienced archers in the afternoons. And people come in and they watch and then they ask questions and they go on the website and they contact me to enroll in what we call Explore Archery. It's a way to, you know, start in archery and to find out, is this something I'm really interested in before I make any type of investment?
So how does that work at Bass? So obviously someone doesn't want to come in, even if they look intrigued and maybe they have a natural gift for it, but you know, you don't want to spend thousands of dollars on equipment yet. So is there a rental process? So how does that all work?
No, we have classroom equipment available. People can use the equipment for as long as they want. So whenever they come to the range, it's there. I keep it in working order. You know, I'm always repairing arrows, fixing strings, putting together new equipment. You know, when our equipment starts to get worn out, we replace it.
Wow.
So yeah, so there's really no investment at first, especially with kids. You know, we tell the parents, don't go out and spend money. Make sure that this is something that they're going to stick with, you know, before you go out and spend, you know, $500, $600, $800.
Right.
It's like, maybe more.
It's like skiing. You're not going to get on a double black diamond on day one and buy $2,000 worth of equipment.
Don't.
So you talked about the load, shoot, repeat process. Tell us about also the safety measures. And I'm sure that safety is rule number one. So tell us about that.
When folks come to the range, there are lines all over the floor. And the first thing we learn in our Explore Archery class is, what do all those lines mean? You know, where is the waiting line? Where is the shooting line? Where is the safety line? The safety line is what keeps archers from walking into the arrows when they're actually in the bale. Because people get excited when they go down to collect their arrows. They forget to, like, okay, let's pause for a moment so we don't walk into the arrows because that hurts. And we use a whistle system. So we use the two whistles, tell the archers when to get their equipment and go to the line. One whistle, they can load and shoot. And three whistles, we all go down and get the arrows together. And those, that is a world archery parameter that is set. So that with our archers, no matter where they go in the world to shoot in a world archery or a USA archery event, everyone follows the same rules.
Wow. And so you have local and national events. So how does, tell us the pyramid, how it, you know, if I did a New Hampshire event, how that might lead to something regional and maybe even national. How does that work?
Yep, we start out locally. A lot of the tournaments we go to are Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Connecticut, generally within, you know, a day driving distance. But after you get your feet wet, then archers go to indoor nationals. Indoor nationals happens in 11 different states around the country between December and the end of February. The Northeast region is coming up at the end of February, so we'll be going to that. Then they compile all those scores. After archers have done that, they start looking at, now I'm going to go to a national event, an outdoor national event. Those, they have in one particular location. For example, indoors, you can shoot anywhere because indoor environments are all pretty much the same. But outdoors, you have to have in one location. For example, the Olympic Training Center is in Southern California in Chula Vista. So they do an outdoor national event. Everybody goes there. Usually about 700 to 800 archers show up and shoot, and they get a qualifying score for a national event. Because you can't compare national events, New England to California, everybody has to go to one place. Where indoor events, everybody can, you know, have it at their own home state. So that's basically how it starts out locally. Then they do an indoor nationals, and then eventually they start doing outdoor national events.
It must be an exciting process, and I'm sure you enjoy the travel, get to know some new people as well outside of New Hampshire.
I love it. It's wonderful when you go to an event and the person shooting next to you has been in the Olympics 5 times and might have 3 medals.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this February 9th and 10th. And for my running friends, I just want to give a big shout out. We had a great Super Bowl race at 2 Delta on Super Bowl Sunday, a 4-miler. We had a great turnout, and that's a fundraiser so the NHTI cross-country team can go to the Nationals. They're a Division III sport, bunch of great young athletes, and we had a great turnout. And then those of you that are listening to this on Saturday, it's too late to go to this, but there is, as a reminder, the Winter Wild Series, and there's a Pat's Peak race Saturday morning, February 9th. It actually begins at 7 a.m., so if you're listening to this at 9 a.m. on Saturday, it's too late to go. But essentially, it's 2 loops around Pat's Peak, and then some of us stay for the awards, and then some of us go skiing. So the Winter Wild Series is something that Northeast Delta Dental supports and loves to do that. I want to thank Joe Casper, another one of my colleagues, and Giselle Rodriguez as well, another one of my great colleagues in the same department, really. Is Siobhan Droney. Giselle and Joe joined me last weekend to talk about Toastmasters, which basically, long story short, it's a way to help with your presentation and leadership skills. And if you want to hear a rebroadcast of that show, just go on the anydelta.com website, and we have a radio section. And my guest next week show will be Dr. Ron David, a relatively new dentist consultant at Northeast Delta Dental, and he will be talking about Children's Dental Health Month, because what you may not know is that February is Children's Dental Health Month. So back to Siobhan and archery. So tell us about the Archery in Motion website as a resource. So I think I'm pretty sure we've intrigued people, and I think we'll get some people down to the Bass Pro Shop. And by the way, there's lots of room there, 26 lanes, so there's probably not a lot of waiting. So you're probably getting...
Oh, no.
An opportunity, but you also have a good resource in the Archery in Motion website. Tell us about that.
Well, on the website, we have information about joining the Junior Olympic Archery Development Program. That is through USA Archery. It's the national program where they gather all of the information about archers who are under the age of 21. So they're either in school or in college. They do have a collegiate division. And there's a link on there to the adult archery program. That's for anyone who is turning 21 in the current year or older, if they want to get involved. The programs run on a quarterly basis. There is an Explore Archery tab on there. And that is a 5-week program that a lot of folks sign up for to get their feet wet, you know, to find out, is this something I want to get involved in? Is this something I want to invest in? Sometimes it's It's the Explore Archery program is used. It's a great family bonding activity. I actually do a lot of team building activities. Companies sign up to come in for a day. We give them like a truncated version of the Explore Archery program, have them do some shooting, you know, get the once that competition gets going, you know, if I put a couple balloons up on the bale, suddenly it becomes a competition and it's
too funny.
It's
human
a
nature,
lot of fun.
Right?
Yep. I have some great games that, you know, people will take little trophies back to their desk at work, and it's the bragging rights is everything. So the website talks a lot about those programs, how to get involved, how to contact me, you know, what tournaments are coming up, when the range is open. There is,
so who
there
manages
is a calendar.
That website?
I do.
Yours truly, huh? Wow.
I do, yeah.
So you must be doing that. A lot of, you get a lot of information from different sources, and you simplify it and putting it on your website.
Yes.
That's awesome. So you mentioned your son and daughter earlier. So your son obviously in the service now, but are they still actively using this skill that they developed, that you helped
yes.
them develop?
Nice. Yeah, my daughter Hannah is. Yep, she shoots very well. She's one of those people that she picked up the bow and arrow, and she's a natural.
Wow.
Do you see
her on the circuit? I mean, when you're...
I'm still hoping. Hey, I might still make it to the Olympics.
Nice. So
my coach was 52 when he won his last Olympic medal. There's still hope for me.
Well, that's good. You know, if you think of it, I mean, you obviously, it's a sport. You have to be obviously athletically inclined. You have to have the... eye-hand coordination and so on and so forth. Like after 35, you know, you're not going to be playing competitive basketball anymore, but you could be 50 and doing competitive archery.
Yes, that's what
pretty
makes
awesome.
It great.
Now, how about your son? Is he able to kind of keep up with it even though he's doing other things now?
No, he did over the holiday leave that he had. He did shoot his bow for a while, but no, when he's on duty, no, he can't.
It's not exactly the modern day warfare instrument of choice.
But my favorite part was that when he did get to shoot over the holiday break, he was excited about it and happy
Good.
About it and really happy that he got to do it.
It's hard to believe those. I remember when those were basically little babies. Here they go. So, so we talked about the Granite State Games, and just as a reminder for everybody, and I will in a future show have Pat Mulcahy on. Pat is the executive director of the Granite State Games, and he's been organizing it for the last 4 or 5 years. And it's a 501c3 not profit whose mission is to promote competitive excellence by providing an athletic forum for athletes to display their talent, leadership, and ability to work as a team. So that's running on June 17th. And that website, if you're interested, if you have a son or daughter that's between eighth grade and junior in high school, go on Granite State Games, and you'll see all the different sports. So unbeknownst to me, you approached Patrick.
unbeknownst to me that you were good friends.
Right. So this is great.
This
is the great thing of New Hampshire, all these connections. And so you introduced the concept of, you know, adding archery to the Granite State Games. I'm sure that what he said to you is, you know, we would love to add archery, but you're going to have to, you know, really run the show. So how are you getting enough, what's your plan to get enough contestants and participants?
Most of the communication is via email, but I will, you know, directly contact the other coaches, the other clubs in New Hampshire, you know, to make sure that they're aware this is coming up. You know, it's going to be mid-June. They are already aware of it because where we're going to be having the event is at Pioneer Sportsmen's Club out in Dunbarton, New Hampshire. They have an archery program there as well. And so we'll use their venue. We don't have an outdoor venue with Archery in Motion, but Pioneer does. So we're going to be using their venue. So they're aware it's coming. They have a general idea of what it's about. So we filter that information down to the families. And registration will be online. There are programs that we use so that everybody can sign up online. They pay for the event online. All of that data will come directly to me. I use that data to organize the field for the day and do lane assignments. I have judges, because it's a sanctioned event, it's going to be official. We do have to have USA Archery judges available to run the line. So, you know, I have that all set because I'm a judge myself, and there's a few others in New Hampshire that we're ready to run the field to make sure everybody shoots safely and has a good time. So, yeah, that's
impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, people should know. Again, go on the GraniteStateGames.org website. I mean, it is well organized. There's an opening Day ceremony. Last year, we had Justice John Broderick speak at the opening ceremonies to talk about mental health. So in addition to the kind of the sports competition, there's an aspect of sort of an Olympic-style opening. Mm-hmm. Well, no high school really in New Hampshire has an official archery team, but you're supporting this through the club system.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, and there are colleges. Like UNH has an archery club.
Correct. So tell us, and you know, it's maybe hard for the audience to visualize, but let's say here we are, it's June 17th, and okay, we have the first archery competition. So there's person A and person B. So like, what is the competition like?
Actually, it's very laid back, because archery, for this type of competition, you shoot 72 arrows on
72,
the first day,
okay,
and 72 on the second day. So it's a total of 144 arrows. It takes a lot of focus. So typically when archers on the line...
Is there a time limit?
It's quite... Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They get 4 minutes to shoot 6 arrows. Plenty of time. And when they're up there, you'll see archers will shoot one arrow, and then they sort of rest for a few seconds. And then they'll shoot the second arrow. They're refocusing. They're, you know, analyzing, okay, what went well in that shot? I want to repeat it in this shot. Or if something didn't feel right, it's a matter of, okay, I can recover. That was only one arrow. I've got, you know, 70 more to shoot. So it's very, I don't know, it's relaxing. And then when they come off the line, you'll notice that they'll chat, they'll sit, they'll talk with their parents. They have, you know, they'll take those few moments to recover, knowing that, okay, I'm going to be up on the line again in a few minutes. And
so it's really, as you know, I'm into mindfulness. So it is really mindful,
a lot of mindfulness.
And you're really in a way sort of competing with yourself. I mean,
yes.
By that, I mean, you have your arrows, you have your time limits, but mm-hmm. you're not overly rushed.
Nope.
There's
a lot of reflection.
A judge tallies your points for 72 arrows?
No, you do your own. You're in a scoring group.
Okay.
Usually they're in groups of four. So two people will do the scoring. They'll do the math. That way, hopefully, there's no math mistakes. So if I add up the arrows and I say, okay, that equals 58.
So it's kind of like golf.
Right. There's a check and balance.
Gotcha.
Yep, the honor system. Mm-hmm.
So just quickly go through the... So if I get a bullseye, what's that worth?
10 points.
And so go through the colors.
Yep, the white, there's two rings of each color. So the whites are 1 point or 2 points. And then the black ones are 3 points or 4 points, depending if you hit the inner one or the outer one. And then the blue are 5 and 6. And the red are 7 and 8. And then the yellows are 9 or 10.
Okay,
so it's just 1 through 10.
Here's a question I always ask. So you know how like in bowling, there's a quote-unquote 300-point... big ball bowling, mm-hmm. you get 12 strikes, your count is 300. They call that the perfect game.
Yep.
Is there such a perfect game in archery?
And what
is that?
Yeah. Well, for this, it would be 720 points.
So someone literally hitting the bullseye 72 times in a row.
Yep.
And I'm sure that's done before, but it can't be that common, is it?
You know, no, I don't think it has with outdoor. Indoor, yes.
Wow.
There have been archers who have shot a perfect. Indoor, we only shoot 30 arrows, and a perfect 300's been done.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrific. So the two websites, Archery in Motion, please visit us at the Bass Pro Shops. Siobhan, thank you.
Oh, thank you for having
me. And again,
if
you're a parent of a high school student that has been intrigued, please go down to the Bass Pro Shops, and then you can also go on the GraniteStateGames.org website for more information for archery as regards to the Grand State Games or any of the sports. Siobhan, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you.
And thank you for being such a great teammate.
Oh, great.
I have so multi-talented teammates that work with us at Northeast
yes.
Delta Dental.
Yep.